这是神的话语。
Today is a communion Sunday. Before we partake in the Lord's table, let's take a look at the passage from God's words.
从去年一月份开始呢，我在中文堂一直跟大家分享使徒行传的信息。
Since last year, sharing the messages from the Book of Acts, in Chinese congregation.
那今天呢，刚好讲到22章一段经文。
And today I'll be sharing chapter 22.
盼望这段经文对每个人都会有帮助。
I hope this passage of scriptures may be the source of help to everyone.
我们先读一下其中一段，我来读中文，请月红姊妹来读英文。
We're going to read a few verses. I will be reading the Chinese, and sister will be reading the English.
好，使徒行传的22章的第三节，保罗说：“我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，长在这城里，在加玛列门下，按照我们祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神，像你们众人今日一样。我也曾逼迫奉这道的人直到死地，无论男女都束拿下监。”
Acts chapter 22 verse 3. Then Paul said, I'm a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in the city. Under Gamaliel, I was thoroughly trained in the law of our fathers and was just as zealous for God as any of you are today. I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women and threw them into prison.
第五节，这是大祭司和众长老都可以给我做见证的。我又领了他们达于弟兄的书信往大马色去，要把那里奉这道的人捉拿，带到耶路撒冷受刑。我将到大马色，正走的时候，约在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我。
Verse 5. As also the high priest and all the consuls can testify, I even obtained letters from them to their brothers in Damascus, and went there to bring these people as prisoners to Jerusalem to be punished.About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me.
好，第七节，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说：“扫罗，扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？”我回答说：“主啊，你是谁？”他说：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。”
Verse 7 and 8. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? I asked. I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom you're persecuting, he replied.
第九节，与我同行的人看见了那光，却没有看明那对我说话的声音。我说：“主啊，我当做什么？”主说：“起来，进大马色去，在那里我要将所派你的一些事告诉你。”
Verse 9 and 10. I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom you're persecuting, he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me.What shall I do, Lord? I ask. Get up, the Lord said, and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do.
好，十一节，我因那光的荣耀不能看见，同行的人就拉着我手进了大马色。那里有一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，按照律法是虔诚人，为一切住在那里的犹太人所称赞。
Verse 11-12. My companions led me by the hand into Damascus because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there.
十三节，他来见我，站在旁边对我说：“兄弟扫罗，你可以看见。”我当时往上一看，就看见了他。他又说：“我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得见那异者听他口中所说的声音。”
Verse 13 and 14.He stood beside me and said, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very moment, I was able to see him. Then he said, The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth.
十五节，因为你要将所看见的、所听见的对着外人为他做见证。
Verse 15. You will be witness to all men of what you have seen and heard.
十六节，现在你为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名，受洗，洗去你的罪。
Verse 16, and now, what are you waiting for? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，在这个时候可以在您面前来站立。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are able to stand before you.
感谢你将你的宝贵的话语赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your precious words.
我们恳求你的圣灵在我们每个人心里做工。
We ask your Holy Spirit be working in each and every one of us.
让你的话语开启我们的心眼。
May your words open our inner eyes.
来帮助我们。
And help us.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们先讲一下啊这一段经文的背景。当时保罗结束了他第三次宣教，刚回到耶路撒冷不久。
Let's talk about the background of this passage. So at that point, Paul had just finished his third missionary journey and had arrived, recently arrived at Jerusalem.
那从亚细亚来的一些还没有信主的犹太人，听说保罗来到了耶路撒冷，就来控告他。
The unbelieving Jews from Asia heard about this and they came to accuse him.
那么他们从三方面来控告保罗，说他践踏神的百姓，弃绝摩西律法，并且带外邦人进圣殿，污秽了圣地。
They brought three accusations against Paul, mistreating God's people, violating the law, and bringing the Gentile into the temple of God, defiling the temple of God.
那接着那些人呢，就鼓动耶路撒冷其他还没有信主的犹太人一起来把保罗给抓了起来。
And these people incited the other unbelieving Jews to seize, capture the Paul.
他们正要杀他的时候，那么罗马的千夫长就带着兵丁来将保罗救出来，并把他捆绑起来，准备带到军营去。
When they about to kill Paul, the commander of the troop brought soldiers and came to rescue Paul, and then chained Paul, and they were about to bring Paul back into the barracks.
那在被带走以前呢，保罗请求千夫长给他讲话的机会，得到许可以后，保罗就对众人讲话。
Before being taken away, Paul pleaded to speak to the people. Upon permission, and Paul used this opportunity to preach the gospel to his fellow countrymen.
所以对保罗来说呢，那是一个大好的向犹太人传福音的机会，因为以前呢，他还没有机会同时向那么多犹太人传福音。
That was the great opportunity for Paul to preach the gospel to his brother Jews, because previously he didn't have such an opportunity to speak to this crowd.
那在使徒行传的二十二章第三节，这里呢，保罗开始对那个众人讲话。
And in chapter 22, verse 3, Paul speaking.
那在他先开始先介绍一下自己的背景，他说他是也是犹太人啊，来自基利家的大树。
And Paul briefly introduced about himself. He said he was a Jew and he was born in Tarsus of Cilicia.
那基利加呢是当时罗马帝国统治的一个省啊，是今天土耳其。大树呢在当时也是非常有名的一个城市。
Cilicia was a very it's a province, and then Tarsus was a very famous city.
那保罗说他后来呢在耶路撒冷长大。并且在加玛列手下接受教育。
And Paul mentioned that he grown up in Jerusalem and then he received education under Gamaliel.
那在当时加玛列是犹太人犹太人当中呢他最著名的讲解旧约律法的律法师。
Gamaliel is the most renowned teacher of the law. He was considered as one of the masters in Jewish law.
所以可以说他是律法师里面的律法师。
He was the master of the masters in Jewish law.
那保罗对犹太人讲呢，他按照他们祖宗最严格的、最严谨的律法受教，跟他们一样，以前呢曾经对神是非常热心。
And Paul mentioned that.He was thoroughly trained in the law of their fathers and was as just zealous for God as any of the Jews here.
那保罗以前对神是如何热心的呢？
And how Paul was zealous for God.
那从这里经文来描述来看，我们知道他会严格持守摩西律法，并且按照摩西律法的规条去生活，同时也会教导别人如何去遵行。
He would strictly abide by Moses' law and live his life according to the law. He also taught other people to do the same.
假如任何人违背摩西律法的规条去信奉别的，那他会绝不会容忍。
Paul wouldn't tolerate if anyone broke the law.
那保罗呢，接着用一个具体的例子来说明他曾经如何对神大发热心的。
And Paul used an example to illustrate how fervent he was for God.
在二十二章第四节这里说，我也曾逼迫奉这道的人直到死地， 无论男女都受那下贱。
In verse 4, it says, I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women and throwing them into prison.
那这里讲的这个道呢，是那特指的是位移的那个道。那谁是位移的那个道？
So this way is particularly referred that particular way. Who is exactly the way?
耶稣基督是那位移的道，在约翰福音十四章第六节，他对门徒讲，他说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
We know that Jesus Christ is the only way. In John, chapter 14, verse 6, it says, He is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him.
假如不借着耶稣基督在十字架上为人流血赎罪，没有人可以跟神和好。
Without Jesus shedding His blood on the cross for the redemption of our sins, no one would be reconciled with God.
所以在22章第四节这里呢，保罗说他曾经逼迫奉这道，就是逼迫信靠耶稣基督的人。
In verse 4, it says, Paul persecuted the follower of this way, meaning that he persecuted those who believe in Jesus.
那保罗逼迫人到什么程度呢？
To what extent Paul persecuted the followers?
他把人逼到死地，
to death.
把信靠耶稣的人给杀死。
He would persecute all the followers to their deaths and then kill them.
不管男女呢，他们都把他抓起来放在监狱里面。
And arrest both men and women and throw them into the prison.
所以保罗在那里告诉那些要杀害他的犹太人，他说：“我知道你们对神是非常的狂热，但是我曾经比你们更加狂热。”
And Paul was trying to tell all the Jews that I know that you were zealous for God. I used to be even more zealous than you all.
说你们只是想杀人，我曾经杀过人。
You intended to kill, but I did kill.
把信靠耶稣的人给害死了。
And I murdered those who believe in Jesus.
所以保罗在这里讲，他说我不是凭空说说而已，我是有人给我做见证的。
I'm not saying this out of nowhere. Someone can testify for me.
那在22章第五节这里，保罗在说呢，大祭司和众长老呢都可以为他做见证。
So in verse 5, Paul mentioned that all the high priests and the councils can testify for him.
那这里的长老呢，当然讲的不是教会的长老，而是犹太人他民间的长老，那些人他们拒绝承认耶稣是神的儿子基督。
The councils here are not the elders at church. It is the councils of the Jews and refer to those who refuse to acknowledge Jesus is the Son of God.
那保罗讲他曾经呢拿着大祭司的通缉令呢，到大马色去捉拿信靠耶稣的人。
And Paul mentioned that he used to take the letters from high priests and went to Damascus to bring people back as prisoner.
我们知道大马色距离耶路撒冷大概有300多英里。
We know that Damascus is located about 300 miles away from Jerusalem.
我们知道以前的交通条件都很差，从保罗竟然愿意跑那么远的地方去抓人，并且把他们带回耶路撒冷去受刑，可以看出当时他是多么的狂热。
Considering the long distance, and Paul didn't bother to go to travel this far to bring people back to be persecuted, we can see how zealous he was for God.
保罗呢，他对神非常狂热，但是他是盲目的狂热，因为他还在黑暗里面，还在罪的捆绑里面。
However, Paul's zeal.Was a blind zeal because he was still in darkness.
他严格持守律法，为神大发热心，但是他还不认识神，跟神没有任何关系。
He strictly abided by Moses' law, and then he was zealous for God, but he didn't know God.
那么接下来呢，保罗要告诉那些犹太人，在去大马色的路上，他被神光照，遇见了复活的耶稣，他的生命被彻底改变。
And later, he was telling the Jews that on his way to Damascus, he was enlightened by the light of God, and then encountered resurrected Jesus, and his life was totally changed.
So, 22章第六节这里说呢，我将到大马色，正走的时候，有在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
In verse 6, it says, About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why you persecute me?
这里讲得很清楚，在去大马色的一天中午，那保罗正走路的时候，天上突然有大光来照下来， 从四面照着保罗。
So here it clearly says it's about the new as Paul was on his way to Damascus and suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around Paul.
它阳光照在我们身上的时候 是怎么照的？
When the sunlight shines on us.
是从一个方向照过来是不是？
It comes from one direction.
但是照在保罗身上的光有什么不一样？
But what's the difference from the light that flashed around Paul?
是从全方位的，并且保罗可以感受到有光把它包围了。
And then that light is actually all encompassing. Paul can feel surrounded by the light.
那不是一般的光，那是生命之光，是耶稣基督的光。
It's not ordinary light. It's the light of life. It's light from Jesus.
那个光照在保罗身上，有什么事情发生
？What happened?
这时候保罗扑倒在地，并且听到有人对他讲话，叫他的名字：扫罗，扫罗。
After Paul was enlightened, he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, "Saul, Saul, why you persecute me?"
那我们知道保罗以前的名字叫扫罗。对保罗说话的人呢，不仅在叫他的名字，还在质问他：“你为什么逼迫我？”
We know, Paul used to call Saul, and the speaker not only are able to call his name, also question him, "Why you persecute me?"
说听到有人这样对他讲话，保罗怎么反应的
？How did Paul react?
在二十八节这里呢，保罗称呼讲话人是什么
？Verse 8, how did Paul call the speaker?
他称讲话人是主。
He called the voice the Lord.
这不是一般的主，是神，是主宰。
It's not just a master; it is a sovereign God.
所以保罗在那一刻意识到，对他讲话的是神。
And at that moment, Paul realized, the voice speaking to him is from God.
但是他问了一个奇怪的问题：“你是谁
？”However, he asked a very peculiar question: "Who are you?"
明明知道讲话是神，是主，但是他这样问。很显然，保罗在那个时候他没有想到，太突然了，不知道如何回应。
Paul clearly knew the voice was came from God, but he still asked this question because you know the whole situation was very abrupt.
他没有料到，竟然会遇到那样的情况，神在亲自对他讲话。
Because Paul didn't anticipate he would encounter Jesus, and then the God Himself would personally speaking to him.
所以那个时候保罗不会想到是复活的耶稣在跟他讲话。
At that moment, Paul didn't expect that was the resurrected Jesus was speaking to him.
因为他当时根本就不相信耶稣是神的儿子，他也更不相信耶稣已经从死里复活了。
Because at that moment, Paul didn't believe that.Jesus is the Son of God, the Christ, and then He was risen from the dead.
所以保罗在惊恐之中的问：“你是谁
？”And that's why Paul asked such a peculiar question: "Who are you?"
讲话人对保罗说什么
？What the voice said to Paul?
我就是你逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom you're persecuting.
说讲话人直截了当的告诉了保罗他的身份那是保罗万万没有想到的事情，拿撒勒的耶稣在对他讲话。
The speaker directly revealed his identity, and Paul didn't expect that the Jesus of Nazarene personally speaking to him.
我相信在那一刻，保罗意识到拿撒勒人耶稣真的是神的儿子，他是他等待的救主弥赛亚，他从死里已经复活了。
At that moment, I believe that Paul totally believed that Jesus of Nazarene is the Son of God.Christ is the long-awaited Messiah, and he did die and resurrected from the dead.
所以在那一刻呢，他的心被神改变。
And that moment, his heart was instantly transformed.
那主耶稣说呢，保罗曾经逼迫他，但是从圣经的记载来看呢，之前保罗是没有见过耶稣的。
Jesus said that why are you persecuting me? But Paul even didn't see Jesus.
那他是如何来逼迫耶稣的呢
？How would he persecute Jesus?
那圣经告诉我们，当一个人逼迫信靠耶稣的人，逼迫教会的时候，他就在逼迫耶稣基督，因为耶稣基督是教会的头，每个信靠他人是身体，他身体的一部分。
When someone is persecuting those who believe in Jesus Christ or persecuting the church, he is persecuting Jesus because Jesus Christ is the head of church and everyone is part of his body.
所以从保罗后面的在后面回复知道的那一刻他的生命被神光照，他的心被神彻底改变了，他成了一个全新人，他有了全新的生命。
From Paul's response, we learned that at that moment, Paul's life was enlightened by the light of God, and his heart was transformed, and he became a brand new person. He has received a brand new life.
我们每一个人都需要被神来光照，在信主以前，我们都在黑暗里面，都在罪的捆绑里面，都是迷失的。
Everyone needs enlightenment of God. Before we believe in the Lord, we were bounded in sin, and we were searching in the darkness, and we were lost.
神借着圣灵光照我们，借着耶稣基督把我们从黑暗里面带到他光明的国度里。
God enlightened us through Jesus Christ and brought us from the darkness into the kingdom of His light.
那信主以后呢，我们还需要被圣灵光照，需要常常被神光照，因为这个世界会迷惑我们属灵的眼睛，让我们看不清属灵的事情。
And after we believe in the Lord, we also need to be constantly enlightened by God because this world often deceive us and obscure our view of the spiritual matters.
只有常常被圣灵光照，常常被神的话语提醒，我们才可能持续不断地生活在光明里面。
We can only continuously live in the light if we are willing to be enlightened by the light of the Holy Spirit.
那保罗是如何回应这个复活的耶稣的呢？
How did Paul respond to this resurrected Lord Jesus?
28章的第9节，与我同行的人看见了那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。
In verse 9, it says, I'm Jesus Nazarene, whom you are, my companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me.
这里讲了与保罗同行的人呢，他们看见了从天上来的大光，也听到了有人在讲话，但是呢，他们没有听明白对保罗说话人到底在说什么。
Here it says, Paul's companions did see the light, and they also heard the voice, but they didn't understand.
那使徒行传26章后面告诉我们呢，耶稣当时是用了希伯来语对保罗讲话。
And Jesus was speaking Hebrews to Paul.
那保罗呢可以听得明白，而同行的人呢，没有什么都没听见。
Paul was able to understand, but his companions didn't understand at all.
是不是非常有趣？非常有趣。
Oh, it's very interesting.
那假如没有第九节这些经文呢？这个经文从第八到第十节的非常顺。
So without this verse, and actually the scripture would flow very smoothly.
因为第十节是保罗回答耶稣的问题。
Because in verse 10, it recorded how Paul answered Jesus.
路加在这儿这样记载，对我们今天人有什么提醒
？Why author a book of why Luke recorded in this way, and what we can learn from this?
听神话语的时候，我们很多时候都会处在同样的境况里面，听是听了，但是没听见，没听明白，是不是？
We often find ourselves in the same situation, although we listen to God's words, but it seems like we don't understand.
让我想起神对先知以赛亚所说的话。
It reminds me of the words that God was speaking to prophet Isaiah.
那神呼召以赛亚出来，去向他的百姓以色列人传讲他的话语，同时也提醒说呢，他的子民呢，听是要听，但是听不明白；看是要看，也看不见。
God called prophet Isaiah to go to the people of Israel to proclaim his message, but at the same time, God also reminded Isaiah that the Israel would hear, but they don't understand. They would see, but they don't perceive.
那以色列人怎么会变成那个样子？
How the Israelites became like this?
圣经说，因为他们心里面埋了脂油，变得麻木啊，他们心里刚硬，心里充满了各样的偶像。
The Bible recorded that all the Israelites, their heart were calloused, their heart were dull, hardened and then occupied by various idols.
那耶稣在世上的时候，主与门徒们常常讲的一句话是什么？有耳可听的就应当听。
We know that oftentimes Jesus also speaking to his disciple, and mentioned that he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
所以耶稣在说什么
？What did Jesus say？
假如我们要想明白神的话语，不仅仅是要听，而是要用心听，要仔细听，要聆听。否则听是听了，但是什么也没听见。
In order to truly understand the words of God.We not only need to listen, hear, we also need to have a careful listening, understanding. Otherwise, we might be able to hear, but we don't understand.
想看我们是不是会常常处在那样的境况里面
Do we often find ourselves in the same situation?
所以求神帮助我们，让我们有那个持续一个警醒的心，啊，神让神的话语呢。能够来提醒我们，让我们有个渴慕的心，而渴慕神话语的带领。
May God help us and so that we constantly maintain an alert heart. We are willing to be enlightened by the light of the Holy Spirit and be led by His words.
保罗被神光照以后，生命被改变，他是如何回应主的
？So after Paul was enlightened by God and his life was changed, how did he respond to God?
二十二章的第十节，这里说，啊，这里这样记载：我说主啊，我当做什么？主说起来，进大马色去，在那里要将派你的啊所做的一切事告诉你。
In verse 10, it says, "What shall I do, Lord?" I ask. "Get up," the Lord said, "and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do."
所以保罗在那儿呼求，所以说主啊，我当做什么呢？
Paul was asking Lord Jesus, "What should I do?"
So, 在那一刻，他完全降服在主的面前，他愿意听从神的差遣。
At that very moment, he was willing to submit himself to the Lord, and he was willing to be sent.
那主耶稣告诉保罗，先到大马士去，到那个时候，会告诉他具体到底要做什么。
Lord told him to go to Damascus first, and then he will be told what to do.
二十二章第十一节，我因那光的荣耀。不能看见同行的人就拉着我手进了大马色。
In verse 11, my companion led me by the hand into Damascus because the brilliance of the light had blinded me.
那天上的光让保罗成了瞎子，靠自己根本没办法行走，他只能靠人搀扶着往前走。
So the brilliance of the light blinded Paul and he couldn't walk by himself, needing assistance to walk.
保罗以前他的肉眼是可以看见，但他的心眼是瞎的。现在呢，他的心眼被打开了，肉眼成了瞎子。
Previously, Paul's physical eyes were able to see, but his inner eyes were blind. But now, his spiritual eyes are open, but his physical eyes become blind.
有时候在想，神也很会开玩笑。
And God has such a sense of humor.
可以想象看，当时身边的人他们会如何看保罗，他们对保罗。会有什么回应？有什么反应
？Just imagine, all the people around him would, how all the people around Paul would look at Paul.
我想那些人会想，这个大名鼎鼎、专横跋扈的保罗，竟然变成一个瞎子，现在连走路都要靠人帮助了。
They perhaps thinking that, such a well-known, arrogant Paul end up like this and couldn't walk by himself and need somebody's support to walk.
当时保罗会想什么
？What Paul was thinking？
我相信那个时候保罗完全已经谦卑下来，降服在神的面前。他不会在乎身边的人如何看他，他在乎的是耶稣如何看他。
I believe that at that moment Paul totally humbled himself. He didn't care what other people think of him. All he cares about is how Jesus looked at him.
那二十二章的第十二、十三节这里说，那里有一个人。名叫亚拿尼亚，按照律法是虔诚人，为一切住在那里的犹太人所称赞。他来见我，站在旁边，对我说：“兄弟扫罗，你可以看见。”
In verse 12, a man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, "Brother Saul, receive your sight." And at that very moment, I was able to see him.
那这里讲这个 名叫亚拿尼亚的人，在同胞犹太人当中有一个非常好的名声。这里讲他按照律法说，他是一个虔诚人。
This Anania was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews.
什么是虔诚人？怎么理解？
So what it means to be a devout person?
说的是什么？他活出了敬虔圣洁的生命，活出了敬畏神的生命。
A devout person is someone that is able to live out a godly, holy life.
那什么原因他可以活出这样的生命？
What's the reason for Anania to live out this life?
下面经文告诉我们，他是一个已经信主的人，也就是说呢，只有信主的人才可能活出敬虔和圣洁的生活。
From the following verses, we can tell that Ananias is a believer. Only the believers are able to live out this godly, holy life.
那亚拿尼亚在这讲了一句话，他说：“保罗，你可以看见。”
Ananias said, "Paul, receive your sight."
说神迹的亚拿尼亚呢，发了一个命，下了一个命令，命令保罗的视力被恢复。
God sent a command through Ananias for Paul to receive his sight.
所以，这个亚拿尼亚的话音刚落，保罗就往上一看，就看到了一切。
And at that very moment, Paul was able to receive his sight and then see everything.
那《使徒行传》第九章告诉我们呢，神让保罗下视力失明三天瞎眼三天。
In Acts chapter 9, it tells us that God made Paul to lose his sight for 3 days.
所以神呢，借着他的仆人亚拿尼亚呢，彰显了他医治的大能，并且也借着他呢，传递他的旨意。
Through his servant Ananias, God demonstrated his healing power and then delivered his message and will to Paul.
22章的14-15节，他又说。我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得见那义者，听他口中所出的声音，因为你要将所看见、所听见的，对着外人为他做见证。
In verse 14 and 15, it says, "Then he said, 'The God of our fathers has chosen you to know His will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from His mouth. You will be His witness to all men of what you have seen and heard.'"
那这里呢，亚拿尼亚告诉保罗。他们祖宗的神拣选了他，也就是亚伯拉罕、雅各、以撒的神拣选了保罗，并且让他亲眼见到了义者，还听到他亲自讲话。
Anania was telling Paul that the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has chosen Paul, and to see the righteous one, and to see the righteous one, and to hear the voice.
说神不仅拣选了保罗，并且对他还有非常重要的托付，就是十五节这里说的，保罗也将所看见、所听见的对外人去做见证。
Not only God has chosen Paul, He also has given Paul an important entrustment. Like in verse 15 says, He will be His witness of all men and what Paul has seen and heard.
那保罗他看见了什么？他听见了什么？
What Paul has seen and heard.
他看见了从死里复活的耶稣，他听见了复活的主亲自对他讲话。
He has seen a resurrected Lord Jesus. He has heard the resurrected Lord Jesus speaking to him personally.
所以在差不多20年的宣教的旅程当中，那是保罗所传扬的核心的信息。正如哥林多前书2:2说的。
That's basically the key message.During Paul's past 20 years of missionary journey, just like in what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2.
保罗说，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
神的儿子，耶稣基督为人的罪死在十字架上，三天以后从死里复活。
Son of God, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for our sins, and 3 days later, He resurrected from the dead.
要想来到神的面前，要想与圣洁的神和好，必须借着从死里复活的耶稣。除他以外，没有其他途径。
We can only come before God and to be reconciled with the Holy God through Jesus Christ, through this resurrected Jesus Christ. Apart from Him, there's no other way.
那回到。使徒行传22章这里呢，保罗继续对控告他的人呢分享他的经历， 在22章的第六十六节，现在你为什么单言呢？起来求告他的名，受洗，洗去你的罪。
Verse 16, and now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name.
亚拿尼亚呢，在这告诉保罗，赶快要求告耶稣基督的名，奉他的名接受洗礼，洗掉他的罪。
Anania told Paul to rise up and be baptized and wash away his sins and calling on Lord's name.
那最后十六节有几个字，他说洗去你的罪，这几个字呢会让我们感到一些困惑。
So we noticed that there's a few words that says washing away your sins. It might be confusing.
那这个话怎么理解？洗礼可以洗去保罗的罪吗？我们的罪可以借着洗礼被免除吗？
Can baptism wash away our sins? Can baptism wash away Paul's sins?
答案是否定的。
The answer is no.
那这里有两个洗，前面那个洗叫受洗，后面那个洗呢叫洗涤啊，是。
In this context, there are two aspects of washing. The first washing associated with the acts of baptism, and the second washing is cleansing.
那人的罪呢被洗掉、被赦免，不是靠洗礼，而是靠耶稣基督的名。
The cleansing of the sins, the forgiveness of the sins, does not come through the baptism, but through the Jesus, through the name of Jesus Christ.
求告和接受耶稣基督名的人呢，他的罪就会被什么？被洗掉，就会被神赦免。
Whoever calls on the name of our Lord Jesus and accept Lord Jesus, and their sins will be forgiven and will be cleansed.
亚拿尼亚呢，奉耶稣基督的名为保罗行了洗礼的仪式，接下来呢，保罗与犹太人分享另外一次与复活的主相遇的经历。
Ananias baptized Paul in the name of Lord Jesus, and later on, Paul shared another encounter with the Lord with the Jews.
在使徒行传22章的17和18节，后来我回到耶路撒冷，在殿里祷告的时候，魂游向外，看见主向我说。你赶紧的离开耶路撒冷，不可迟延，因你为我做的见证，这里的人必不领受。
Verse 17, when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying at the temple, I fell into trance, 18, and saw the Lord speaking, quick, he said to me, leave Jerusalem immediately, because they will not accept your testimony about me.
那这里记载告诉我们呢，保罗啊，在这里告诉犹太人呢，他后来在殿里面祷告的时候，主耶稣在异象里面再次向他显现，跟他讲话，让他尽快离开耶路撒冷，到别的地方去，因为耶路撒冷犹太人呢不接受他的名，不接受神的道。
Paul was telling Jews here, it says, as he was praying in the temple, and God, our Lord Jesus, speaking to him in a trance, and told him to leave Jerusalem immediately because the people here will not accept his testimony.
那听了主耶稣的吩咐以后，保罗。怎么回应呢？他会接受耶稣的差遣吗？
How did Paul respond to Jesus? Was he willing to be sent?
22章19和20节，我就说主啊，他便知道我从前把信你的人收在监里，又在各会堂里鞭打他们，并且你的见证人斯提凡被害流血的时候，我也站在旁边欢喜，又砍手害死他之人的衣裳。
In verse 19 and 20, it says, Lord, I replied, this man know that I went from one synagogue to another to imprison and beat those who believe in you. And when the blood of your martyr, Stephen, was shed, I stood there giving my approval and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him.
那听了主耶稣的吩咐以后呢，保罗没有正面回复，而是陈述自己以前所做的事情，就是到处迫害人，把人囚在街里面。在会堂里面鞭打他们。
After Paul heard from Jesus, he did not answer Jesus directly. Instead, he recounted all his past actions of persecuting the followers and putting them into the prison and beating them.
保罗还特意提到斯蒂凡的事情啊，斯蒂凡被害的事情，显然那件事情呢，对他有很大的影响。
And Paul specifically mentioned the martyr. Of Stephen Clearly, this incident had a significant impact on Paul's life.
那使徒行在第七章告诉我们的，那耶路撒冷教会拣选了七个执事啊，那史蒂凡呢是其中的一个，他被犹太人用石头打死。
Acts chapter 7, it recorded that Stephen was one of the seven deacons in the Church of Jerusalem, and he was stoned to death.
那圣经告诉我们，史蒂凡是被圣灵充满，大有智慧，有教导恩赐的人。
Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit and was filled with wisdom and had a great gift of teaching.
那犹太人呢，因为辩不过他，就诬告他。那些人从四个方面来诬告史蒂凡。他们说史蒂凡是藐视神，藐视摩西，践踏律法，污秽神的殿。
Because Jews were not able to contend in the debate, and therefore they falsely accused Stephen, and they brought four false accusations against Stephen. Blaspheming God and Moses, violating the law, and defiling God's temple.
那对犹太人来说呢，罪名不可能再比这个再大了。
And there's no greater charge than this for Jews.
当然了，史蒂凡是一一的驳斥了、推翻了他们的控告，并且反过来斥责他们将神的义者基督给杀害了。
Stephen was able to refute each of their charges, and in turn, and Stephen rebuked them of killing the righteous one.
那犹太人听了以后，忍无可忍啊！他们用石头把他打死。众人用石头打他的时候呢，那保罗呢就在边上帮别人看管衣服，并且呢非常欢喜史蒂凡被打死。
Since the Jews were not able to bear this, they stoned Stephen to death. As they were stoning, as they were killing Stephen, and Paul was watching over the closest of those who were killing Stephen, and he took pleasure in Stephen's death.
所以很显然，那件事情已经印在了保罗的心里面。
Apparently, this incident had a deep impression in Paul's heart.
主耶稣吩咐保罗离开耶路撒冷，去别的地方为他做见证。而保罗讲了一通啊，在什么？他曾经在耶路撒冷迫害犹太的基督徒，这样的经历，什么原因他要讲这一番话
？So, Jesus wanted send Paul to other places to preach, but Paul recounted all his past history. Why Paul responded this way?
那从上下文来看呢？保罗觉得那段经历可以帮助他在犹太人当中传福音，他想说服耶稣。
To Paul, it seems like all this past experience helped him to easily share the gospel among Jews, and he was trying to convince Jesus.
他想说服耶稣呢，能在犹太人当中来传讲神的道。
He tried to convince Jesus to allow him to stay among Jews to preach the gospel.
那主耶稣已经前面告诉他，耶路撒冷的犹太人不会接受的。但是呢，保罗不服气，他觉得自己可以，但是神呢，对他有不同的托付。
Jesus already told Paul to leave Jerusalem and go other places because the people here would not accept his testimony. But Paul wasn't entirely convinced. He thought he would succeed.
二十二章的第二十一节，主向我说：“你去吧，我要差你远远的往外邦人那里去。”
In verse 21, it says, "Then the Lord said to me, 'Go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles.'"
主耶稣再次告诉保罗，你去的地方不在耶路撒冷，不在犹太人当中，你去的地方在远方，在外邦人当中。
Once again, Lord Jesus told Paul, "What I, the place I'm sending you is not Jerusalem; it's a far away to the Gentiles."
那上面这一段经文呢，保罗向控告他的犹太人呢。分享了他生命的改变，他人生的经历。
And from all these verses, we can see Paul was trying to share his testimony with all the Jews.
他这样做的目的是什么
？And why he was doing this?
他要告诉那些犹太人呢？他说：“我以前对神的火热、热心是盲目的火热，是无知的火热。”
He was trying to tell the Jews that, The fervent, the zeal he used to have for God was a blind and ignorant zeal.
他要让他们知道，生命被耶稣基督改变以后，他明白了什么叫对神火热。
He tried to let them know that ever since his life has been changed by Jesus Christ, he truly understand what it means to be zeal, to be zealous for God.
还有他要让那些人知道呢，到外邦人当中去传讲神的道是神的心意，神的旨意。
He tried to tell them that preaching the gospel to the Gentile is God's will.
那么这些犹太人听了保罗的分享以后会怎么反应？他们会接受吗？
Would all the Jews respond or accept what Paul shared?
我们下一次再讲。
And we'll share that in the next message.
我们先思考一下今天这段经文对你有什么帮助，对我有什么帮助。
Let's consider how these passages we shared can be a help to us.
那这段经文很显然告诉我们，保罗遇见了复活的耶稣基督。
And here we see that Paul encountered resurrected Lord Jesus.
保罗曾经受过严格的训练，他是一个知识渊博人，是一个通晓精通律法的人，他是一个对神大发热心的人。
And Paul was thoroughly trained, and he was very knowledgeable in Jewish law. He was very fervent for God.
在他自己的心目当中，他曾经为神主持公义，啊，维持神的律法。在他心目当中，他认为自己是一个跟神有关系的人。
And Paul thought he was upholding the righteousness of God. He was defending God's law, and he thought he already had a relationship with God.
但是保罗说他以前是盲目的为神发热心，因为他还在黑暗里面，还在罪的辖制里面。
And then Paul had to confess that the zeal he had was a blind, ignorant zeal, and he was once lived in the darkness and bound by sin.
神怜悯了他，让他被光照，他遇见了复活的耶稣，他的生命被彻底改变了。
And God showed His mercy on him, so that Paul was was to be enlightened by God, and then encountered the resurrected Lord Jesus, and his life was utterly transformed.
说生命被改变以后呢，保罗愿意顺从神的差遣，忠心于神的托付，在外邦人当中忠心的传讲福音的好消息。
After Paul's life was changed, he was willing to submit himself to God and be sent by God and to preach the gospel among Gentiles.
那保罗愿意在自己的同胞面前为主做见证，见证他生命的改变，他敢于向他们宣告，拿撒勒人耶稣呢，就是神的儿子，就是基督。
Paul had the courage to testify before his fellow countrymen and to testify the transformation of his life. And he boldly proclaimed that Jesus of Nazareth is awaited Son of God, is the Messiah, the Savior.
他要让他的同胞们知道，不是靠持守律法，要想到神的面前，靠律法达不到，只有靠着耶稣基督才可能，没有别的选择。
He was trying to tell his fellow countrymen that we can only come before God or meet the requirement of the law by Jesus Christ. There, apart from Jesus Christ, there's no other way.
我想我们每个人呢，我们都需要能够问一下自己。
We need to ask ourselves.
那我目前处在一个什么样的光景里面
？What conditions are we all in?
我在黑夜里面，我在罪的捆绑里面。
Are we in the darkness? Are we in the bondage of sin?
假如你还没有认识神，还没有接受耶稣基督为你个人的救主，你就是还在黑暗里面，还在罪的捆绑里面。
If you haven't come to know God, if you haven't accept Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, you are in the darkness.
假如你处在这样的境况里面，你愿意被神光照吗？你愿意接受复活的主到你心里面吗？
If you find yourself in such a situation, are you willing to accept Lord Jesus as your personal Savior? Invite Jesus into your life.
那对我们已经认罪悔改、已经信主的人来说呢，我们已经从黑暗里面被救拔出来了。
For us, the believers, we have been saved from the darkness.
那我也需要问一下自己，那我自己目前属灵的生命处在什么样的光景里面
？We also need ask ourselves a question: In what spiritual condition we are in?
耶稣基督已经从死里复活，但是我是否能感受到他复活的大能呢
？Jesus Christ has already risen from the dead. Am I able to feel His resurrection power?
我们已经被神光照，我们已经在他的光明的国度里面，但是我们每天的生活 是不是看起来像在光明里面？
We have been already enlightened by the light of God. We are in the kingdom of His light. But the life we're living out every day, is it the life in the light?
盼我们能够在心里面问一下自己。
May we all ask ourselves this question.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们再次感谢你。
Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you.
真是盼望你的话语已经啊对我们每个人讲话。
I desire that your words are speaking to each and every one of us.
已经进到我们心里面。
Enter into our heart.
求你的话语来激励我们，来提醒我们。
May your words encourage us and remind us.
让我们真是能够遇见复活的耶稣基督。
So that we are able to encounter the resurrected Lord Jesus.
我们的生命被改变以后，我们愿意顺从你的差遣。为你做见证。
After our life has been transformed, we are willing to be sent and to be your testimony.
我们感谢你，祷告奉耶稣的名。
We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. 好。